A jury in April found 30-year-old Jace Cunningham guilty of felony assault in third degree for placing two officers in fear of imminent serious injury with a dangerous weapon. That jury also found Cunningham guilty of five other misdemeanors. Those charges resulted from a nighttime confrontation at a police roadblock last October on the Frederick Point Road. A sentencing hearing took place Tuesday morning. Court filings were submitted by Assistant District Attorney Nick Pulaski, alleging a prior criminal record for Cunningham outside of the state. However, those filings were not certified by a court clerk. The certified filings, which Pulaski says will be entered into the case, need a review period for consideration by the judge and defense attorney. It was a problem noted by Superior Court Judge William Carey.
This is obviously a case in which prior convictions can play a significant role in the sentencing, and the statute I just cited requires authenticated copies to be served on counsel 20 days prior to sentencing, and the defense has the opportunity to deny and request a hearing on those unless he's willing to admit them.
The Assistant District Attorney Pulaski apologized for the mistake, while Defense Attorney Michael Heiser pressed for sentencing to happen that day. Heiser noted that Cunningham traveled from the jail in Ketchikan and was appearing in the Petersburg courtroom.
We are here for sentencing. It's taking preparation. It's costing Mr. Cunningham money. There's ample time to get authenticated copies of these judgments. I mean, this case is quite old at this point. So I don't think there's any excuse. I think we need to proceed.
Judge Carey disagreed and thought proceeding with sentencing would open up the case to an appeal, and he ruled the sentencing would be continued at a later date. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.